A reading from the Gospel according to Mark. Jesus came to Capernaum with his followers, and on the Sabbath he entered the synagogue and taught. People were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority, and not as the scribes. In their synagogue was a man with an unclean spirit who cried out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." And Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Quiet, come out of him." The unclean spirit convulsed him with a loud cry and came out of him. And all were amazed and asked one another, "Who is this? A new teaching with authority. He commands even unclean spirits, and they obey him." His fame spread everywhere throughout the whole region of Galilee. The Gospel of the Lord. When I've channel surfed lately, I've often found the vampire shows, Supernatural, ads for movies like them, and I never quite come to understand them or appreciate them. So when I hear today's gospel and unclean spirits, it's difficult. Did an unclean spirit cause the violence in our world, the destruction? I don't know. But I think today's gospel calls us to look at ourselves and what holds authority in our lives. What are our unclean spirits? Obsessions to power, drink, food, sex, overwork, prejudice, hatred, fear of failure. New Year's is often about resolutions to help us to grow. And in my reflections, I wondered if unclean spirits within the ordinary person are also the tapes we hear from our past. This is the way we've always done it. You can't. You don't. You are. Fill in the blank. Those things that negate us and negate who we are and are called to be may be our unclean spirits that fog up the transparency of God within us. Sometimes we can, with the help of others, combat our negative inclinations, live up to our New Year's resolutions. Other times it's just too hard. But the gospel reminds us that God can accomplish what we cannot do alone. The people were astonished at Jesus' teaching with authority. They were challenged and amazed by his power to drive out unclean spirits. I think the fact that Jesus responded to them not with destruction but with love helped overcome the unclean spirits. For true authority is about the power of loving. Loving ourselves, others, or our world into being the glory of God fully alive. The glory we hear about in the first reading. Today, let us ponder, to whom and to what do we give authority over our own lives? How can we help ourselves and others to recognize the power and authority we have given in loving in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ? Yeah.